January 21st, 2021, one day after the Biden-Harris inauguration. This is Lou Carefully welcoming you to the Divided Kingdom Watchman Program. Elizabeth Carefully and I had heavy hearts as we heard President Trump's farewell address to the nation. We call tonight's program Arrow to the Eagle's Heart. Next is Elizabeth's opening monologue, soon to be posted at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Then we'll move right on into the amazing news on COVID-19. Elizabeth?
Thank you, Lou. Bamboozled in counterfeit country, January 20th, 2021. Work will make you free. The Nazis' duplicitous sign posted over the entrance to Auschwitz was death pretending to be life. And so, 200,000 American flags that were so obviously missing at the Democrat National Convention in 2016 supposedly display our continuing freedom. Yet the camp model extraordinaire, razor wire, walled-off Capitol mocks any such pretense to truth. Yesterday, even up to the 11th hour, 77 million Americans idealizing Donald J. Trump hoped for a last-minute deliverance for our beloved republic. As long ago as November 29th, we heard that the 305th Kraken Battalion got the goods Cindy Powell needed for lawsuits. A succession of promises ensued over the succeeding months. Trump assured all of us that big things are coming. "I will never let you down," he bragged. And Americans jumped to believe he had set the stars in the heavens. Finally, after much delay, declassification of the proof of election fraud that Powell and Giuliani and others had worked so hard to obtain was supposed to be released on Monday, January 18th. It never happened. Just as Trump and A.G. Barr never took action in Portland and Seattle last summer. Deep state researchers wondered why Trump had ever picked Barr for attorney general, since he had a long history as a deep state facilitator in the Bush years. Yet now, after Christmas, some of the greatest patriots believed Chris Miller, the DOD, and the military, who were said to fear execution one day by the Chi-Coms, would come through. A coup for Trump and the Republic? Pelosi and Schiff arrested? Everyone in flyover country had their flimsy bubble of hope burst on Tuesday, January 19th. President Trump's short farewell address to the nation hit YouTube. Unbelievably, during the same self-congratulatory remarks so often heard during the four years, Trump reminisced about working with Vice President Pence. Pence, the betrayer, who refused to reject the fraudulent swing state votes. Pence, who can be seen on a widely circulating video making what many call a Masonic handshake with one man and receiving a coin from another man. Really unbelievably, too, Trump gave not one single mention of presidential election voter fraud. Starting with failure to invoke the Insurrection Act in the leftist cities in summer 2020, leaving them to burn without action, have we been played? Perhaps Hegelian political theater has been duping us for quite some time now. Today we learn, at the last minute, presidential pardons occurred, including Trump's father-in-law and Steve Bannon as recipients. Of course, Julian Assange was not one of them. Apparently, the swamp looks after its own. Covington case attorney Lynn Wood revealed to the world on social media that the horrific Franklin cover-up case has never stopped, with congressmen and high political figures still being compromised by blackmail with videotaping of rape and murder of children. Once again, the very top figures in government and some other professions appear to have succeeded in covering up this horrific reality. But one day, the same Almighty who destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah will judge and pass sentence on every one of these monstrous criminals who commits this abomination on God's precious little children. We believe America is indeed under judgment, as when God allowed heathen countries to invade disobedient Israel. religious authorities like Southern Baptist Albert Mohler, the Vatican, plus some American Roman Catholic bishops are approving COVID vaccines that have some derivation from, or more direct use of, aborted fetal cell lines. God says judgment begins at the church house. America, consecrated early on as a Christian country destined to evangelize the whole world, is itself a, quote, church gone bad. Cuomo lighting up New York City after the infanticide law passed. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam telling us it's okay to keep the tiny survivors of failed abortions, quote, comfortable, while everyone decides whether or not to murder them. How can anyone think the extreme COVID lockdowns and now this inaugural triumph of fraudulent election votes are usual or normal? Worse is sure to come unless deep repentance occurs in church leaders and in all Americans. Holocaust survivor Anita Dittman, before her passing in October 2020, told the Divided Kingdom that she saw striking parallels to her Nazi years under Hitler beginning to emerge here in America. We can now see that thinking politics or certain politicians, most compromised at best, will save us is preposterous. Those of us who live in another country, God's eternal kingdom, must begin to concentrate on prayer and doing His will for our families in our individual lives. As long as Jesus Christ calls us and provides for us, Lou Caverly and I will do our best to provide our listeners to the Divided Kingdom with warnings of political, social, health, and spiritual threats. We are praying we will be helped by God to find ways to strengthen and encourage you in this unprecedented time when we have lost our American Constitutional Republic. God will have the last word.
Next, we move to the COVID theater, where we're all being played, just like Elizabeth's essay described the deceptions of political tyranny. So here, we have every kid's dreamland being turned into an mRNA messenger RNA nightmare. Biomedical Experiment Center. The headline, Disneyland converted into mass COVID-19 vaccination site. January 14th by Ethan Huff. The happiest place on Earth has quickly become the creepiest place on Earth. Now the Chinese virus jabs are being administered there en masse to desperate COVIDiots. The Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California, which has been closed to the public for nearly a year due to the Wuhan coronavirus crisis, has been converted into a so-called super pod site for the mass administration of Chinese Communist Party, CCP, vaccines. In partnership with President Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed program, Disneyland was transformed into the, quote, first super point of dispensing, or POD, site for COVID-19 vaccines in Orange County, unquote, officials indicated. One of the five that has been set up throughout the area, the Disneyland Superpod site, is being furnished with enough injections to jab thousands of people daily, until eventually millions have received Big Pharma's untested messenger RNA, that is mRNA, technology inside their bodies. Quote, the Disneyland Resort, the largest employer in the heart of Orange County, has stepped up to host the county's first superpod site, undertaking a monumental task in our vaccination distribution process, said Acting Chairman Andrew Doe from the 1st District in a statement about the new program. Dow Chaffee, Orange County Supervisor, added that these superpod sites are absolutely, and this is in quotes, absolutely critical in stopping the deadly virus. Other local landmarks in the Southern California area that have likewise converted their facilities into superpod sites for COVID-19 vaccine distribution include Los Angeles County's Dodger Stadium and San Diego's Petco Park. The Cal Expo Fairgrounds in Sacramento is also being converted into a superpod site. At Petco Park in San Diego, frontline workers have already been lining up to get their jabs at warp speed. The facility is aiming to inject upwards of 5,000 health care workers per day until all of them throughout the region have been fully vaccinated. Quote, it's kind of like a Disneyland ride, unquote. With cars moving through, says Heather Bushman, spokeswoman for University of California San Diego Health.
And I want to interject there, Lou,
yes.
That you and I were quite naive many years ago when we used to share a lot of videos with children we were tutoring, and I was so enamored of the Disney Pocahontas version. So we were really just all entranced with the Little Mermaid, all of these things, but we had no idea there were many kinds of occult meanings hidden in many of these movies. And so it's just like the Wizard of Oz. There are things that are always hidden from the mass population. The bread and circuses are not always wholesome, just like the Super Bowl things. There are hidden symbols. There are demonic signs that are underneath things. And, you know, we have to be more discerning about what we give to our children and what we enjoy. You and I may end up like Mike Adams, who said he doesn't have any kind of cable TV because we really don't want to turn Fox back on. We turned it on and during the inauguration, and we saw a young African-American poet, age 22, and because I have a lot of background and training in English, I realized this wasn't a poem that she was reciting. They were all extolling the poem. She was merely giving a long list of prose. And after it was done, Martha McCollum said, oh, this is a star. Oh, this is just, you know, oh, this was so amazing, this 22-year-old. You know, Lou, all I could think about was that elderly, wonderful poet, that American genius, Robert Frost from New England, standing there at the JFK inauguration reading his poetry while the wind blew and his white hair was tousled. We have fallen a fur distance. And, you know, we're going to be saying this over and over, I'm sure, in the weeks to come, that nothing good will come to America without repentance and wholehearted turning back to God and to the scriptures. And we will have to be discerning. We'll get rid of the wizard books. We will not be watching the Hallmark LGBT movies. No, Lou and I didn't. We didn't watch. We didn't buy any new Hallmark cards. I had some stored, and I felt that was okay for Christmases to come because I bought them before this policy had turned satanic. But now, let's pick up this story about Disneyland and these mass vaccinations that are killing some adults.
That's right, Elizabeth. Just to repeat that quote, it's kind of like a Disneyland ride with cars moving through, stated Heather Bushman, spokeswoman for University of California, San Diego Health.
Boy, that said more than she knew, didn't it?
It sure did. And her medical staff is busy administering the shots as fast as they possibly can. More than 12,500 healthcare workers in San Diego have thus far scheduled appointments to get jabbed at Petco Park. And Supervisor Donald P. Wagner from the 3rd District stated, quote, it's important to vaccinate as many willing people as possible for COVID-19, and we need the space to do it. He also added, I thank Disneyland Resort and the City of Anaheim for stepping up in the shared effort to give OC residents protection against the virus, unquote. Individuals who qualify for early vaccination under California's Phase 1A administration guidelines are free to visit the Magic Kingdom as desired to receive their magical coronavirus injections. Quote, coronavirus has brought both a public health crisis and economic devastation, added Anaheim Mayor Harry Sidhu in a statement. He went on to say, with this super site, we will begin to overcome both. Every vaccination done in Anaheim will help to save lives and speed the reopening and recovery of our city. Many commenters at the Epoch Times were flabbergasted that hordes of healthcare workers are eager to get the shot, especially since reports continue to pour in about early adopters suffering serious adverse events. Quote, seems fitting that the vaccine campaign is a Mickey Mouse operation, wrote one Epic commenter. Quote, maybe they can dress the first responders in Disney characters to help calm the fear they created, unquote. Another commenter said, this is a clever way to trick people into possibly ruining their lives or health. And they noted that nearly everyone who tests positive for COVID-19 recovers with minimal or no symptoms. Quote, sounds like a Pied Piper event.
And Lou, in the actual story of the Pied Piper, didn't the Pied Piper lead people to their destruction?
He led all the children of one, I think it was Hamelin, little community. And I don't remember what happened to them. I think they just vanished.
Interesting. Interesting allegory. And interesting that we're in the enchanted kingdom. You know, Satan's realm has curses. And it has things that are part of witchcraft. And we do want to disavow any kind of association with such things or we will not be blessed. And when we're talking about these adverse events, here we go. And we might have mentioned one of these people before. We'll see. But shock video, woman suffers convulsions following COVID-19 vaccine. This was January 14th at Natural News. And this was an article that was republished. It was from NewsWars.com by Aiden Salazar. Posts captured the woman's legs violently shaking as she attempted to walk to her hospital bed from the bathroom. And unfortunately, her condition is only getting worse. This is what the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine has done to my mom, a Louisiana man named Brant Griner described in a post Sunday, going on to urge others to reconsider taking the vaccine. In an update Tuesday, after initially believing his mother's symptoms were subsiding, Griner instead noted her condition was getting worse. Mom is getting even worse today and still don't have any answers from doctors as to how to fix this, Griner wrote. Please pray for her. I can't stand to see my mom this way. It makes me want to cry knowing I can't do anything to help her. Please don't take the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm adding a third video that she just sent me. Another video posted by a friend of Griner shows the woman's leg convulsing uncontrollably while on a hospital bed. Despite being approved by the FDA, reports over the past few weeks have described vaccine recipients experiencing serious adverse reactions, ranging from headaches and dizziness to seizures and Bell's palsy. Some even claim loved ones have died as a result of taking the vaccine. Lou, I remember a very important man in my life. He was like a mentor to me when I worked in a department store. And all of a sudden, one day, the side of his face was just drooping. And it was Bell's palsy. So I have sort of a memory of that. Now we move on to another case, and this is January 14th at naturalnews.com. Woman suffers whole body convulsions after taking experimental Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. And I would just point out, before I give you that case, that Time Magazine arrived January 18th, January 25th issue. And there was a little blurb there in one of the articles. RNA deserves the title of Molecule of the Year. Its sibling, DNA, is more famous, but like many famous siblings, it doesn't do much work. Isn't that a coy little, what do we say there, epigram? Or what would we call that, a little pithy saying, Lou?
Yes, I think some sort of a pithy saying. That fits.
That's right. But here, let's get real life. Woman suffers whole body convulsions after taking experimental Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. A woman from Oakland City, Indiana, in the United States, warned others to not get the experimental Moderna COVID-19 vaccine after she suffered tongue spasms and whole body convulsions. She posted her videos on Facebook where her entire body is seen shaking uncontrollably. The CDC said such side effects are mild and normal. And this article was republished from GreatGameIndia.com. Sean Skelton, the resident of Oakland City who works for Good Samaritan Home, a nursing home in Evansville, claimed she suffered uncontrollable shaking and tongue spasms after taking the experimental Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. She and her fiancé believe the convulsions could only be a reaction to the shot. in a Facebook post on 8th January 2021, she warned others against considering to get the experimental vaccine shot. And before we tell you her words, we reiterate that this mRNA is a very kind of unique thing that we haven't seen before, and it goes in and it merges with your cells, and it can set up things in the future. It can be hacked. It can set up cytokine storms. We don't know what all it can do. And it's going to be linked with some of these draconian things that Bill Gates wants to do to track us. All these things are kind of going toward the anti-human world, the AI world, and with what we as Christians call the mark of the beast. So at any rate, Sean Skelton said this: if you are considering the vaccine for COVID, the Moderna, I would advise against it. I'm in bad shape, every day getting worse, and I'm not getting help or answers. I'm scared to death, to say the least. And to find someone willing to attempt to figure this out hasn't been very successful. I went to two hospitals today, walked out of Deaconess, and went to St. Vincent. No answers there either. They say, let's see a neurologist. Who knows when they can see me? Yesterday, my tongue began to spasm, and it hasn't quit. Today, my whole body has been convulsing all day. They sent me home. I'm posting two videos that are quite embarrassing if you know me, but I want you to see what's happening to me. Just please pray for me. And listeners, we would ask you to pray for Sean Skelton for healing. 3 days after the Moderna shot, this was the uncontrollable shakes. Skelton's fiance, Rich Vidalia, said from her hospital bedside Monday, if she gets worked up thinking about it, she gets crying. It takes over her body for like a good maybe minute or two, and she'll start shaking even worse. Nobody wants to point it toward the vaccine, Vidalia said. Speaking on the matter, Dr. Craig Everett Haseman, a local doctor, said, to cause uncontrollable shaking, you'd have to have something that's throughout your whole body. You'd have to have something that affects your brain or your nervous system. It would have to cause some kind of neurological abnormality to the spinal cord or the brain itself. Meanwhile, the CDC, weighing in on Skelton's claim, said side effects tend to be mild to moderate and go away quickly.
Now, next, we have a compilation of recent stories and videos covering COVID-19 vaccine injuries, side effects, and deaths. This is from Natural News by Mike Adams on January 14, 2021. Part of the reason big tech censors anyone who discusses the truth about vaccine injuries is because they don't want you to find out how dangerous COVID vaccines really are. Across the USA and around the world, people are dying from COVID-19 vaccines. Many others are experiencing horrific convulsions, partial paralysis, hospitalizations, and other bizarre side effects. Mike says, see the shocking videos below, all of which are banned on YouTube and Facebook. Now, I of course can't show you videos, but if you were to go to Mike's January 14th Natural News site, you can see this compilation. And each of these he has underlined, I think it appears in blue on his actual website.
And that's naturalnews.com.
That's right, naturalnews.com. So I'm going to read you these, and if you're interested, you can actually see the videos to go with each one of these. And there are, I guess, as many as 15 or 20 of them. The following is a collection of some recent stories revealing the dangers of COVID-19 vaccines. H/T to the burning platform for the list. The Bill Gates effect. WHO's DTP vaccine killed more children in Africa than the diseases it targeted. Portuguese health worker 41 dies 2 days after getting the Pfizer COVID vaccine as her father says he, quote, wants answers, unquote. Mexican doctor hospitalized after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. Hundreds of Israelis get infected with COVID-19 after receiving Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. Wife of, quote, perfectly healthy, unquote, Miami doctor, 56, who died of a blood disorder 16 days after getting Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, is certain it was triggered by the jab, as drug giant investigates first death with a suspected link to shot. 75-year-old Israeli man dies 2 hours after getting COVID-19 vaccine. Death of a Swiss man after Pfizer vaccine. 88-year-old collapses and dies several hours after being vaccinated. Thousands negatively affected after getting COVID-19 vaccine. Hospital worker with no prior allergies in intensive care with severe reaction after Pfizer COVID vaccine. 4 volunteers develop facial paralysis after taking Pfizer COVID-19 jab, prompting FDA to recommend, quote, surveillance for cases, unquote. Investigation launched as 2 people die in Norway nursing home days after receiving the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine.
And didn't we hear later, I think it was a total of 23 deaths in Norway.
I believe that's true.
I think so.
Yes, I think so.
Go ahead. This is so interesting, Lou, that you're telling the people they can go to naturalnews.com and see some of these videos. And, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And
yes,
the proof is in what you can see with your own eyes.
That's exactly right.
Just as we looked at the video of Mike Pence shaking the hand of one man, and then the other man surreptitiously slips him the coin, and he puts it in his pocket.
That's right. Yes, seeing
so
is believing.
So now what's the next? Yes, it is, isn't it?
It
what's
is.
The next case?
Next, we have hundreds sent to emergency room after getting the COVID-19 vaccines. U.S. officials report more severe allergic reactions to the vaccines. NHS told not to give COVID vaccine to those with a history of allergic reactions. COVID-19, single vaccine dose leads to, quote, greater risk, unquote, from new coronavirus variants.
I have to interject here, Lou. In that same Time magazine that came January 18th, January 25th, there was another huge article hyping all of this, and it said, the race to save the world, the remarkable scientific discoveries behind the new COVID-19 vaccines by Walter Isaacson. And there wasn't a mention of what we're telling you. This program is a watchman program, and whether or not we're in a Biden administration or if by some fantastically amazing miracle God does resurrect the Trump administration part 2 later on, and we can't rule out anything. We just can't rule out anything in this world. When God's will is put into action, it will be whatever it is. And so whatever administration we end up with, say, a year from now, we hope to be here, if it is God's will, if he continues to lead us to be watchmen. We hope to warn you. We hope to teach you. We hope to inspire you. We ourselves gain a lot more faith and a lot more purpose in life with the fellowship that we have with many of you. Some of you write us letters. A very small number of you help us a little bit financially. And if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to send a little cash or you want to write out a check, only to WWCR. It can't be written to us. Or you want to send a money order, you can write to Lou Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, P.O. Box 28, that's 28, Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, and the zip is 21609. And again, that's P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. So now, let's continue with these warnings. These are real people.
That's right. And that last one I'll repeat because it told us where this was happening. COVID-19, single vaccine dose leads to greater risk, and that's in quotes, greater risk from new coronavirus variants, South African experts warn. So you see, this is coming from around the world, not just the USA, these warnings.
Exactly.
CDC reveals at least 21 Americans have suffered life-threatening allergic reactions to Pfizer's COVID vaccine. And I'll say again, this was from 1 week ago, so I'm sure it's a greater number at this time. Woman experiences side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. COVID vaccine side effects more common after second dose. Bulgaria reports 4 cases of side effects from Pfizer COVID vaccine. 2 NHS workers suffer allergic reaction to the Pfizer vaccine. Coronavirus vaccinations seem to be causing 50 times, get that, 50 times the adverse events of flu vaccinations after just the first of 2 shots. And we'll hear the words of Jeff Gundlach. He raises questions about the COVID vaccine's 95% efficacy rate that's claimed. He says, I'm just not buying it. Doctors warn side effects from COVID-19 vaccine, quote, won't be a walk in the park, unquote. Professor Dolores Cahill, why people will start dying a few months after the first mRNA vaccination. And, of course, the trials they've had were not long-term trials. There hasn't been time to have long-term trials. We just don't know what the side effects might be 6 months from now. Again, if you'd like to actually see any of those videos, just go to Mike Adams' website, naturalnews.com. Go to his stories for January 14th, 2021, and look for the compilation of recent stories and videos covering COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Elizabeth?
Yes, and we now have a headline. Cuomo launches mass vaccine experiment on 1.4 million elders over the age of 75. This was January 14th by Lance D. Johnson at Natural News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is one of many who have seized the opportunity to assume a more powerful role, a role that has wrought havoc on the lives of the citizens of that state. Now he is getting ready to subject the most elderly to experimental injections and put the most vulnerable, 75 and older, at risk of vaccine injury or death. This age group was hardly studied in the rushed clinical trials. The elderly, who suffer from multiple comorbidities, are at greatest risk to complication from infection or from vaccine injury. An infection is theoretical, an act of natural occurrence, but a vaccine is a product, a deliberate interference with calculated risks. These risks are greater for the compromised immune system. Cuomo's forceful medical dictatorship will inevitably put the elderly at risk again. And we know about what he did in the earlier part of 2020, his medical tyranny. Cuomo, now back to the article, has yet to be held accountable, and he still claims dominion over health care in the state. This is why the state's vaccine rollout will ultimately take the lives of elderly patients, and nothing will be done about it. Vaccines will be forced onto the elderly population without listening to their health concerns, without giving proper informed consent. New York hospitals are incentivized to push the vaccines on the elderly as fast as possible. If hospitals do not use all the vaccines 7 days from receipt, they are to be fined $100,000. This is Cuomo's direct order. Cuomo has set aside 1.4 million doses of the experimental vaccine for people 75 and older. The most elderly, like every other person in state, has been dehumanized and lumped into a priority category. Gone are the days of treating people as individuals. Governments are treating individuals as if they are part of a herd. This group of elders represents approximately 45% of the population within Group 1B, a group that also includes 870,000 education workers, 207,000 first responders, 100,000 public safety workers, and 100,000 public transit workers. Cuomo has also expanded the eligible pool of trainees who can put the shots in arms. These include licensed practical nurses, pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, midwives, dentists, dental hygienists, podiatrists, emergency medical technicians, and eligible students. My gosh, Lou, it's almost everybody.
Just about.
Yeah. Pfizer's new vaccine has to be kept at minus 93 degrees Fahrenheit in storage, and the boxes are only to be opened twice a day for 180 seconds max. If the nanoparticles are not kept at the right temperature, they become dangerous. There's no practical way to ensure their safety, but people from various unrelated professional fields are going to be quickly trained to administer this experimental, highly volatile vaccine. This is a recipe for disaster.
And I might add that as I was driving home this afternoon, I didn't catch all the details, but in some place, it might have been Michigan, a whole bunch of these vaccines had to be destroyed because they weren't kept at the right temperature.
There's a case in point, isn't
it,
Lou?
That is, and those of you listening can probably track that down. Now, we move on to California. And before I read the article I have here, here are a few up-to-date statistics. These are up-to-date as of January 20th, 2021. California reported 694 new coronavirus deaths. Now, that's not cases, that's deaths. 694 in the last 24 hours. As of today, that is as of Wednesday, January 20th, California had a total of 3,019,371 confirmed infections. 20,800 people are hospitalized in California for COVID-19. And so here we have a headline about one of the responses to this. Vaccine will be mandatory for every public school student in major U.S. city.
And we do have to say that some of these figures we know are suspect, especially in these leftist states. But go ahead.
This is by Ardmore, published January 12th, and I believe this is from WorldNet Daily. Every public school student must be inoculated.
And where is this? Is this Los Angeles?
Yes, this is Los Angeles County. I believe it's the county. Anyway,
it's a certain school system, I think.
It is. Los Angeles Unified School District.
Now, I don't know what that means, whether that's the whole county or what it is, but you've given the right label so people can look that up.
That's right. So every public school student must be inoculated for the coronavirus before returning to class once a vaccine is available. The superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District.
Oh, Lou, this is sick, but there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah, that's true.
It isn't funny. And
no,
God
no,
forgive me. God forgive me. Sometimes, you know, we've had to have a little bit of laughter here because it was such an awful shock with the eagle getting an arrow to the heart. Our republic with an arrow to the heart. So, you know, if you need a little laughter to survive, God forgives that. But we certainly wish no harm to the children. We are here because we don't want this whole lot of shaking going on. But now, what's going on? Every child is supposed to get one of these shots.
That's right. Comparing it to required vaccinations for measles and mumps, Austin Buettner said he hopes all students will be inoculated by January 2022, the Los Angeles Times reported. During a pre-recorded briefing, he assured skeptical parents there's an option for, quote, a child to stay online learning and therefore not have to go back to campus, unquote. The Pfizer vaccine, given emergency authorization by the FDA in December, is for people 16 and older. Testing on children as young as 12 began in October and will take several more months to complete. Studies, however, have shown that children rarely transmit the coronavirus, and their survival rate, according to the CDC, is 99.997%. Practically everybody that gets it survives among that age group. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison suggested in August that the vaccine would be mandatory for residents of his country, but later backtracked. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top White House coronavirus advisor, said in August he would not support requiring the COVID-19 vaccine nationwide. He said, quote, "We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate."
That was a little bit of sanity.
Yes, that was. States, cities, and businesses, however, could require vaccination and impose penalties for noncompliance, such as a fine. In early December, a bill was proposed in the New York State Assembly that would require COVID-19 vaccines for all residents who are able to safely receive it. The move came after the New York State Bar Association recommended the state consider making it mandatory for every resident, except for people exempted by a doctor. In Virginia, in August, the health commissioner said the state would mandate the vaccine, but a spokeswoman later said There was no such plan. The CEO of Australia's Qantas airline said in December that proof of vaccination would be a requirement for all international passengers with his airline in the future, and others likely would adopt the policy. However, in a Reuters panel discussion with health experts and tourism authorities on Monday, World Travel and Trade Council CEO Gloria Guevara said she disagreed with, quote, the approach from Qantas, unquote. She also said, quote, we should never require the vaccination to get a job or to travel. If you require the vaccination before travel, that takes us to discrimination, unquote. Now, we have some other related topics here. EU leaders demand standardized, that's in quotes, standardized vaccine passport for travel. This is from WorldNet Daily News Services, January 14th, 2021. And this was actually taken from Summit News. EU leaders are demanding that the Commission should standardize a vaccine passport across all member countries and that it should be required for people to travel throughout the area. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has penned a letter to EU Commissioner Chief Ursula von der Leyen outlining that, quote, persons who have been vaccinated should be free to travel, unquote. The letter calls for a standardized certificate which will prove that a person has been successfully vaccinated.
And before, listeners, we've been talking about the trust stamp and Bill Gates. And here we have Art Moore from WorldNet Daily, January 14th. Microsoft helping create COVID-19 vaccination, quote, passport. Microsoft is part of a coalition of technology and health organizations working on the development of a digital COVID-19 vaccination passport that could be used by businesses and countries to enforce mandatory inoculation. Announced Thursday, the Vaccination Credential Initiative. Now, we want to hear that term. We'll probably be hearing it again. The Vaccination Credential Initiative aims to enable people to, quote, demonstrate their health status to safely return to travel, work, school, and life while protecting their data privacy, the Financial Times reported. Oracle and the Mayo Clinic also are part of the coalition, which is working with technology created by the Commons Project in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation. People who have been vaccinated for the coronavirus currently receive a piece of paper to document their vaccination, Paul Meyer, the chief executive of the Commons Project, told the Financial Times. The coalition could develop a digital certificate that would be stored on a smartphone in a digital wallet or a physical QR code. The Times said the coalition expects event planners and universities will require proof of vaccination. Mike Cecilia, the executive vice president of Oracle's global business units, said in a statement the passport, quote, needs to be as easy as online banking. Reuters reported Thursday that a firm of London plumbers is considering including in its employment contracts a requirement for workers to have a COVID-19 vaccine, according to its founder. On Monday, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District announced that every student must be inoculated for the coronavirus before returning to class once a vaccine is available, and you heard Lou report that. Comparing it to required vaccinations for measles and mumps, Austin Buechner said he hopes all students will be inoculated by January 2022, the Los Angeles Times reported. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison suggested in August that the vaccine would be mandatory for residents of his country, but later backtracked. And so we hear that this thing is becoming talked about. And so the article says in early December, a bill was proposed in the New York State Assembly that would require COVID-19 vaccines for all residents who are able to safely receive it. The move came after the New York State Bar Association recommended the state consider making it mandatory for every resident except for people exempted by a doctor. Now, Lou, that's reaching a very dangerous tyranny alert.
Oh, yes.
Danger.
Very
danger.
Much.
Remember when Trump said, the vaccines are coming, the vaccines are coming?
Yes.
Yes, and we thought it was like Paul Revere warning
the British
people.
Are coming.
Right. In Virginia in August, the health commissioner said the state would mandate the vaccine, but a spokeswoman later said there was no such plan. And we think we heard you talk about Australia with the CEO of Qantas, that the proof of vaccine would be a requirement for international passengers, but they sort of backtracked on that. So we see that there's a lot going on here. Let's find out. Do you have another article there about these passports or the tyranny of it? If not, I have one here that I should bring in.
Oh, yes, I have one here.
Okay, good.
Yeah. This one came from Natural News, and it says, here it comes. If you want to board a plane or travel internationally, you're going to have a COVID, quote, vaccine passport, unquote. This is Friday, January 8, 2021. We're being led to believe that in order to make the world safe from a virus that is going to fade over time, we are going to have to accept some new normals. And that will include being forced to take and then prove you've taken a COVID-19 vaccine. And of the new normal things we're going to be forced to accept is something called a COVID passport or immunity passport. In short, you won't be able to do much of anything. Get on a plane, go to a movie, attend a concert, or get into many buildings, including government facilities, unless you show your vaccine passport. And naturally, to get a vaccine passport, you're going to have to get the vaccine. Already, big government advocates are talking about ways to adopt these passports. And already, big corporations, especially airlines, are implementing rules requiring them, beginning with Singapore Airlines. A press release from the company states, quote, Singapore Airlines, SIA, has begun trials on a new digital health verification process, which will be the first in the world to be based on the International Air Transport Association, IATA's, travel pass framework. This will offer customers the ability to securely store and present information related to COVID-19 tests, as well as their vaccination status in the future, said Joanne Tan, acting senior vice president of marketing and planning for the airline, quote, COVID-19 tests and vaccinations will be an integral part of air travel for the foreseeable future. We are offering a digital solution that allows the easy and secure verification of this information and supports the industry's safe and calibrated recovery from this pandemic. Using IATA's robust travel pass framework would also provide our customers and governments with the assurance that they need above the security and authenticity of the test and vaccination information. Added Nick Perrine, a senior vice president with the AITA, quote, partnering with Singapore Airlines for the world's first deployment of the Timatic COVID-19 module of the AITA travel pass is a big step forward. Got that? You, the passenger slash consumer, are not being asked what you think about the implementation of this massive travel restriction. You are being told to either accept it or don't travel.
Yes, Lou, you know, the tyranny virus, that's another kind of virus, you know,
yes,
is metastasizing into everyday life. So the Washington Examiner's Paul Bedard said this, businesses are finding strong support for requiring customers and others to prove they've been vaccinated for the coronavirus before entering, just like some nations are requiring of travelers. In the latest test of attitudes, 57% said that businesses should be allowed to ban people who haven't been vaccinated once it becomes widely available as a move to protect staff. Businesses that want to keep their employees and employers safe have a right to ban customers who refuse to get vaccinated from entering, said the latest Back to Normal Barometer, a survey that focuses on businesses that Bedard has been keeping track of since the pandemic. That sounds a lot like a CIA kind of talking point, doesn't it?
It does.
Back to Normal Barometer. Now that a vaccine is available, many Americans want it quickly so they can get back to their normal activities and want businesses to be able to keep those who choose not to get it out of their places of work, noted Ron Bongean, a partner at ROKK solutions. I'd have to interject again. You know, you want to get it quickly so you can get into that hospital bed and start the convulsions. You know, I don't think that's going back to normal too much. But now we also have a couple other organizations, I think. This group mentioned here, this partner that Ron Bongean is, a partner at ROKK Solutions, for whom the survey is done, along with Engageus and Sports and Leisure Research Group. The ban on persons who have not been vaccinated goes right along with current demands by businesses for their customers to wear masks, often in line with state and local regulations during the pandemic. Bedard says the barometer has allegedly identified and tracked business and public reactions to COVID-19. The latest survey confirmed that both remain cautious about the spread, he wrote. Of course, there is disagreement over mandatory vaccine mandates just so you can shop. The new survey reveals that a bare majority of 51% of Americans strongly agree with the statement, I will definitely get a COVID-19 vaccine when it is available. That low result comes despite a vaccine being pushed by everyone in government and big pharma. But among Americans who say they will get one, 71% are eager to do so, a group led by people 65 and older and liberals. So they go on to talk about some of the legal aspects of all this and what will happen there. But, you know, we have to question that this big push may not be as successful as they want. I think, didn't I read something like only 3% of the population has been vaccinated with this?
I think that may be accurate, yes.
Because there's a lot of skepticism. People are not total fools. Who was it? Was it Abraham Lincoln who said you can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time?
Yeah, I think that was Honest Abe.
I think it was. And so this article says that businesses that are smarting after 10 months of perpetual lockdowns are not, by and large, going to attract more customers in many parts of the country by forcing them to be vaccinated. In fact, that sounds like a great way to further enrich Walmart and Amazon. Ticked off consumers will just turn to online retailers and continue shopping from home like they have been for months. And we always found it very odd that Walmart could be open and for business when these little ones can't. But, you know, in their parking lots, a number of Walmarts have these Club K containers coming from China that we have heard a lot of military authorities now giving this word that these contain missiles that can be activated. So there's a lot going on that you do need to know about. And again, as long as we can stay on air, you don't have to put up with commercials every 3 to 4 minutes. And if you would like to help us stay on the air, even a few postage stamps, a few coins, a few dollars in cash, you can send them to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. We also must get to an article here that's very important, another one of the dangers. January 4th, Ethan Huff at Natural News, pathogenic priming, COVID-19 vaccines are actually spreading the pandemic. Now, this is a controversial view, but we need to hear this. We've suspected this because locally there was a whole lot of vaccination going on here after Christmas. And now in a county next to us, the results have just skyrocketed. It's a small county, but the health officer said that there were usually 3 to 5 new cases daily until this last period of time. And now, what was it? Was it like 70?
I believe it was.
I think 70 daily. Now, that's a huge percentage, isn't it, of increase?
Oh, yes.
So now, here we are. A San Diego nurse who received the first of 2 doses of Pfizer's Wuhan coronavirus vaccine reportedly fell ill and tested positive for the novel virus just a few days later. In a Facebook post from December 18th, Matthew W., an emergency room nurse at 2 different Southern California hospitals, mentioned that he received his first Pfizer jab that same day. Other than a sore arm, Matthew says he felt fine and suffered no other noticeable side effects. 6 days later on Christmas Eve, however, after completing his shift in the COVID-19 unit, Matthew, 45, got sick. At first, he experienced chills, followed by muscle aches and fatigue. 2 days later, Michael went to a drive-through testing clinic for the Chinese virus, where he was swabbed. When the test results came back, Michael was told that he had COVID-19 inside his body. It's not unexpected at all, says Dr. Christian Ramers, an infectious disease specialist at Family Health Centers of San Diego. If you work through the numbers, this is exactly what we'd expect to happen if someone was exposed. Since Ramers serves on the clinical advisory panel for San Diego County's COVID-19 vaccine rollout, of course he has to say this. Heck, he probably believes it, too, completely ignoring the fact that the jab failed to protect Michael against getting infected. According to Ramers, it is perfectly normal to get vaccinated for the Wu flu and still catch it. This is science in action, he insists. That first dose, we think, gives you somewhere around 50% protection, and you need that second dose to get up to 95%. Ramers is quoted as saying, COVID-19 vaccines are an autoimmune nightmare. Ramers' story is a convenient story and one we are likely to hear parroted time and time again by many other medical experts as those getting jabbed continue to come down with the very same illness against which they were supposed to derive protection. There is a reason why there has never been a successful vaccine for either SARS or MERS, two other coronaviruses that were spread by the media in years past. Animal models found that experimental jabs for these two viruses caused subjects to be more prone to developing severe, even lethal disease reactions. The failure of these experimental vaccines involved pathogenesis consistent with an immunological priming that could involve autoimmunity in lung tissues due to previous exposure to the SARS and MERS spike protein, one study explained. What this means is there's a very high potential for COVID-19 vaccines, especially because they were rushed at warp speed to induce dangerous autoimmune reactions as well as severe disease when recipients encounter either the wild virus, a similar virus, or subsequent dose of a vaccine. Chances are when Michael receives his second China virus vaccine dose, he will become even more ill, for which the media will blame the virus rather than the vaccine. So we've thought that there's some danger if this vaccine is shedding. People will be sort of contagious, and you'll be around them. So once these people become ill and start dropping dead, you can expect the media to blame those who choose not to get vaccinated. So there's a lot more that we have to say. Long-term use of masks may be related to some lung diseases, even lung cancer. And we think that common sense tells you not to keep them on 8 hours, 9 hours, without ever taking them off or washing them. But we still stand by the fact that they will help you not to get ill. We really believe that with our common sense judgment.